Secondhand Spirits by Juliet Blackwell. Narrated by Exy Sands. Copyright 2009 by Julie Goodson Laws. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with NAL Signet, a member of Penguin Group USA, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 'Tis the witching hour of night, o'er bed is the moon and bright, and the stars they glisten, glisten, seeming with bright eyes to listen. For what listen they? John Keats, 1795 to 1821. Chapter 1. Witches recognize their own. So I could tell this customer was different the moment he walked into my store. Not to mention the bell on the door failed to chime. He was gorgeous, golden hair glinting in the light of the amber sconces, eyes the blue of a perfect periwinkle, tan skin with just a hint of whiskers inviting one's touch. Tall and graceful, he had the too perfect, unreal beauty seldom seen outside a movie theater, and we were a long way from Tinseltown. This was San Francisco, where silicon referred to computer chips, not plastic surgery. Here, people were only too real in their endearing, genuine lumpiness. But what really drew my eye was the energy he emitted. To a witch like me, he was as conspicuous as a roaring drunk at an AA meeting. The stranger approached, the lightness of his step suggesting a talent for sneakiness. I waited behind the horseshoe-shaped display counter and fingered the protective medicine bundle that hung from a braided string around my waist.
Lily Ivory.
That's me, I said with a nod. He played.